Simon & Schuster Audio presents Hopper's Destiny by Lisa Fiedler. Read by Kirby Hayborn.
Prologue. Not long ago, in the daylight world of Brooklyn, New York. It was not crisp, cozy aspen curls he felt beneath him. It was the cold, hard cement of the pet shop floor that pressed against the fur of his belly. Everything hurt. His bones, his teeth, his tail. He was aware of a frenzied scuffle going on around him, sweeping sounds, and Keep's heavy feet, his angry voice. Pup opened his eyes. The world from this vantage point was a flat, dusty expanse of floor, dotted with the lifeless bodies of his cage mates. His stomach turned with grief and disgust as he blinked away the blur and searched for his siblings.
Hopper, he called. Pinky!
But his trembling voice was lost in the windy noise of straw against cement and the pattering of rain on the sidewalk outside the open door. Of course, Pup did not know the names for straw and rain. He knew nothing of human objects and life outside his cage. But he did know this. He was in trouble.
Hopper! Pinky!
He tried again to holler, but his words were no louder than passing thoughts. With great effort, he lifted his head and scanned the shop.
There! His brother and sister, scrambling down the cord that grew out of the money machine like an electrical tail. They're coming to get me, he thought, relief overtaking him. Hopper will save me.
Pup closed his eyes and waited. The vibrations of Keep's tromping feet shook the floor, and damp air swirled in from the stormy world outside the door. The door, toward which Pinky and Hopper were running.
No!
Pup cried out.
Wait for me!
He tried to lift himself onto his paws, but his fall, a terrifying...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?